Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled Missing.
So now we're going to have Deuteronomy 3:18 to the end. Thank you, Lynn.
At that time, I charged you as follows. Although the Lord your God has given you this land to occupy, all your troops shall cross over armed as the vanguard of your Israelite kin. Only your wives, your children, and your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall stay behind in the towns that I have given you. When the Lord gives rest to your kindred, as to you, and they too have occupied the land that the Lord your God is giving them beyond the Jordan, then each of you may return to the property that I have given you. And I charged Joshua as well at that time, saying, your own eyes have seen everything that the Lord your God has done in these two kings. So the Lord will do all to all the kingdoms into which you are about to cross. Do not fear them, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you. At that time, too, I entreated the Lord, saying, O Lord God, you have only begun to show your servant your greatness and your might. What God in heaven or on earth can perform deeds and mighty acts like yours? Let me cross over to see the good land beyond the Jordan, that good hill country and the Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me on your account and would not heed me. The Lord said to me, enough from you. Never speak to me of this matter again. Go up to the top of Pisgah and look around you, to the west and to the north and to the south and to the east. Look well, for you shall not cross over this Jordan. But charge Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, because it is he who shall cross over at the head of this people and who shall secure their possession of the land that you will see. So we will remain in the valley opposite Beth Peor. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Lynn. And John 20:19 to the end. Thanks, Fabian.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I sent you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we've seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hands in his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the door was shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. excuse me. So about this scripture this morning, I just had a sense of the idea of missing out. So do you feel like you have missed out on something? Like you've missed out on witnessing something? Like, you know, we hear of amazing stuff that God has done. We hear of miracles, we hear of healings, we hear of revivals happening, the recent one over in America. And yet, I wonder how much you celebrate those things. Or you think, yeah, that's great. Or in your heart, do you also go, what about me? Why am I missing out? Why am I not seeing God moving this way? And so this idea of missing out is here in Deuteronomy. So Moses is pleading to, you know, to go over into the promised land. And he says, you'll charge Joshua. It's Joshua who's going to be there. He's going to see it. And that idea, you come so far through the wilderness. And yet it's someone else that is going to witness it. Someone else that's going to triumph almost. But you've been part of that story. Maybe you don't quite get there. I remember there's something that resonated with me in this is that I've been working with a group of young people at St. Paul's Church in West Supermare. And they came to the youth club. I met them in the park first. And then they started the youth club with them. And over 2-3 years, got to know them well. And then I left to get another job. And at that summer, after I'd left, a few of them went Soul Survivor and they gave their lives to Christ there. And I was like, oh, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, I remember his name was Eddie, especially Eddie. And my heart was just like, oh, I want to be there. I want to witness that. God, I missed out. I've missed out on so much there. That was part of the journey. And that's, you know, so often we feel like we're missing out, but yet we are part of the journey. And is that enough? Can that be enough? So then here we are in John. Another line that hit me is all the disciples say, we have seen the Lord. How do you think Thomas felt? Did he go, wow, that's amazing? Or did he say, and I reckon this is like an emotional response, is unless I see the mark in the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark, I will not believe you. It's an emotional response. I've missed out. He's back. And I've completely missed it. Ah, wonder what he was doing. He was off somewhere at a shop or something. He must have been kicking himself. He's missed out. And yet, what we then see happening is amazing. Is that he thinks he's missed out because he's missed out on the physical presence of Jesus. And then Jesus turns up. And it's classic, like, peace be with you. It's like the opposite is going to happen. If Jesus miraculously pops into a room, says peace, you're like, anything but. and he then says, he repeats his words back at him. So put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side. And there's no record of Thomas actually doing those things. He didn't. Some paintings. Famous paintings show him like reaching into Jesus. I don't think he's doing that at all. He's not actually touching him because it's enough to see him because this is an emotional response. He's like, wow, okay. And not only that, not only is he saying that, but Jesus repeats his words back to him even though Jesus wasn't there. So Jesus was there, which makes us realize that when we think we're missing out, when there's revivals happening over on the other side or with another church, or some church is doing better than we are, or some other Christian seems to be blessed to the hills and we're just like struggling in the wilderness. It's to know that Jesus is there and Jesus hears us. When we grumble and when we have an emotional response, you know, unless I see proof that Jesus is doing this, I will not believe. And Jesus hears those things. And I love how he repeats them back to him. And that must have blown Thomas's mind. He's like, you heard that? Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. It's great. This idea of missing out. If you feel like you're missing out, your faith isn't there this morning, or something's missing, or you're grieving the fact, like, maybe you've lost something, or Jesus just hasn't met your expectations, or the church hasn't met your expectations. Or yeah, you're feeling a bit down, then reach out. Let's talk to Jesus about it. Because he hears us and asks for his presence to come. And I think that'll be different for you as it might be for other people. Some people encounter God in miraculous charismatic ways. To other people, it's just like a deep peace, or it's tears, or it's laughter. Oh yeah, you know, it's just be you. It's your relationship with Jesus. So, let's pray. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to come and meet us today, wherever we are at.
Thank you, Jesus, for those words this morning, that whatever the circumstances we are going through, your presence is the same. You heard Thomas, you knew his words, and you even know our thoughts. And today I myself just want to ask for your forgiveness. So often my words, my thoughts are millions apart from your desires. So increase the faith in us who haven't seen you, yet have come somehow by your grace to believe. Continue to grow our faith in your goodness, in your words of peace to us, even if we struggle, whether with health, whether with anxiety, whether with doubt, or whether we just tired. Renew, refresh our minds and our understanding that your plans are still to prosper. You haven't forgotten us. And may we walk today with a renewed sense of joy that your peace and your presence is with us always.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.